Clagsby Hill. We had a very long, made Norwegian-style sledging.
No, not that.
We battled down, we hit what does we...
Go and find her.
Where are you going, Master?
For a drink.
Okay, you guys want anything else?
Three bus beers and some ginger and lime, please.
Six shots of giggle water.
Pete Earl Grey hot.
This snake juice is basically rat poison.
I've spent my whole life right here in Lackawanna County.
The drink, I like it.
I know, it's great, right?
Another!
Is that... Is that a cracker?
Is that what?
All
a little clearer?
A lot of celebrities, and you have Zach Hacker.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Well, hey, hi, everybody.
Welcome. Cody, this round is on me, and in case you are joining us, sitting one booth down, a doctor and a lawyer have walked into a bar. And tonight we...
OG crew!
The OG crew! Yeah, so tonight we are playing Guess Who. And I've
we're playing a visual game over an audio medium.
No. The thing about this game is it's all about the questions that you ask while you're playing it. We have a bit of a custom board tonight.
You could call it that.
That I have concocted, and I will make sure to link the board down in the show notes if you want to pause and download and play along with us. Oh, it was this wonderful. It was this wonderful jog down memory lane to create this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Guess Who board has K2SO next to Mary Todd Lincoln.
Well, hey, why don't we run through the roster here, just so if they haven't downloaded the board, they can at least kind of keep it in their mind's eye.
What, so there are four rows, each
32
with
characters.
With 32 characters, four rows. And in the first row, we have the PlayStation 1 edition of Hagrid from
so
Harry
Potter. I'm glad you knew what that was.
From Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. A game I tried to revisit on the emulator, but apparently it very much needed a PS1 controller to work.
And then in sliding over to spot number two is Grogu, or Baby Yoda, depending on whether or not you are right or wrong. I'll let you interpret that as you wish.
Then it's the worst character in Harry Potter, Severus Snape.
Severus Snape, yep. And then for you, because I know that's a big kick that you're on right now, is Anson Mount's Commander Pike?
Captain Pike.
Captain Pike. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Captain
from
Pike.
Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Yes, the best starship captain. Don't at me.
And then we have Shuri from Black Panther, specifically Black Panther 2. Hey Hey from Moana.
The chicken. Just for people who don't know the name.
Peter from What We Do in the Shadows.
The 5,000-year-old vampire.
Yes. Benoit Blanc from Knives Out. Our very own Gus the Grapefruit, illustrated by Cody's very, very talented wife. Nick Fury, next to Dean Pelton from Community.
And then Ugly Sonic from the from Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers and nothing else.
Loki, that movie flew under the radar. That
was wonderful.
Absolutely brilliant.
I have like side tangent, even though this probably will be the episode. I have no childhood connection to that movie, to that series whatsoever. whatsoever. The Disney afternoon block was a little before my time. But man, that was so good. That was so good. And just, it was the Who Framed Roger Rabbit of our time. Just straight up.
Yes.
Yes. And the Uncanny Valley was my favorite part.
That it was like the sister city to the Silicon Valley. I just loved it so much. Let's get through the rest of these characters. Denzel Washington's character from The Magnificent Seven, next to Hades from Hercules.
And then K2SO. And Mary Todd Lincoln.
I have a cameo on here. The grasshopper from James and the Giant Peach.
The cat from Captain Marvel.
Goose. The Flurkin from Captain Marvel. Thank you very much.
It has been 4 years since I've seen that movie.
Molly Weasley. And then the half scorpion, poorly CG'd Dwayne Johnson from The Scorpion King.
God, where is Dallas McKinney when we need
him? Hysterically sobbing Matthew McConaughey from Interstellar.
Captain,
Kamala Khan's
Captain Miss Marvel. Miss Marvel. Papa Iger himself.
The godfather of basically everything on here, Bob Iger. Craig from Parks and Recreation.
I am very happy right now.
Red Skull from Captain America. Arguably Captain America himself, Mr. Zach Hacker.
We need to call him in the middle of this episode.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Of course.
Deadpool. Leonard Nimoy's Spock. Tim Gunn. The Demogorgon.
Tim Gunn.
Sorry, got Project Runway on the brain. Tim Cook.
The CEO
I just gotta make it work.
This is what happens when mom and dad are no longer with us.
The Demogorgon from Stranger Things. And sad Wanda from WandaVision.
I gotta admit, though, PS1 PlayStation Hagrid was a nice touch.
Okay, now, before we begin, if we haven't already deterred you from this point, follow us on your preferred podcasting platform. And share this episode. Because as our friends over at Swish and Flick say, if you like us, they might too. Okay, the rules. Are you ready? Oof. This came from a game of Guess Who that we played that was so unbelievably hysterical that I could not help but carry those rules over to here, okay?
Okay.
You cannot ask physical descriptions. You cannot say, is your character bald? Does your character have brown hair? Is your character animated? Those are the only ground rules. Now, to give you an example, a friend and I played childhood Guess Who, but we only used stereotypes. Like, one of them, it was this really buff, there was a lot of, muscular characters on there. Like, is your guy already 15 minutes into his pre-workout? Or would your character likely recruit you to a multi-level marketing business? So, just as an example, we are going to play Guess Who, and you are not allowed to ask physical descriptors. Cody, are you ready?
AKA the game of Guess Who.
Oh, you're still guessing who, and you're still asking questions.
Okay,
but not based on appearance.
I'm going to take this and put it into free form so that I can cross.
There you go. Or hey, if you're in just your Photos app, you can hit edit and markup. But Freeform's such a delightful app. You go right ahead. Okay. You do you.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. William, just so that I understand the purpose of the game, you go first.
Has it been a while since you played Guess Who?
It has been a while since I Guess Who.
You are without child, so it's okay if you say yes.
It has been a while since I've played Guess Who, and also I am, deeply concerned I won't get the rules.
Oh, no. It's,
I need
okay,
to challenge, so, channel the spirit of this game.
Okay. So it's very simple. Pick a color of your marker, and you pick a character and circle it.
Okay. So like battleship.
Yeah. So this is essentially like placing your ships. You are staking your claim. Pick your character.
I say we just refrain in this round from Zach Hacker until
from picking. No. Okay. So I have circled my character. Now I would change your marker over to something else. And then looking at that board, you have to by asking questions, you have to figure out who my character is.
Okay.
So yes or no questions. You ask a character like, you could say, would you be blinded if the sun was glinting off their shiny head? All right. No, that's physical characteristics. Just ask a question about the character. Yes or no question. And then if I say no, go through and mark off the characters where that answer would apply to.
Okay.
And the goal is to narrow all of the pictures down through your questions. Kind of like 20 questions.
Okay. Does your character work in an academic setting?
Does my character work in an academic setting? I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Well,
Oh, great. We're going to get into semantics, aren't we?
this is... okay, well, we could do a couple rounds if you want to. Would your character haunt my dreams?
Yes.
Okay, so we are getting rid of Mr. Tim Make It Work Gun.
Tim Cook.
I'm just leaning into it now at this point.
Okay.
Kamala Khan. She would not haunt my dreams. Nor would Baby Yoda. We're going to get rid of Gus. Dean Pelton.
I think there were some instances where Dean Pelton may haunt your game.
You're right. So some of this is my interpretation of your question. So we'll see if we get there.
Okay.
Goose the Flurkin. Yeah, he's gone. Ugly Sonic. Yep, he's gone. Peter.
I said character does. It does haunt your dreams. So Goose the Flurkin does not.
Oh, I switched. I switched mid. It does haunt my dreams, so I need to leave Goose the Flurkin.
Okay. and to answer the question, and to for good podcasting, I am taking off on for my question: Hagrid, Severus Snape, and Dean Pelton, I believe.
Okay, so I'm gonna take off Sad Wanda. Bob Iger, although that one could go either way. Mary Todd Lincoln, depending on what mood she's in. But I'll...
Okay. Bob Iger. how does Bob Iger haunt your dreams? I just need to know.
I mean, some of the choices that Disney has made with their acquisitions.
Hey, that's all JPEG.
That's true. Does haunt my dreams. So, okay. I think I have I think I have narrowed them down. Okay. Your turn.
All right. Does your character Oh, this is hard. that's a physical description. I was going to say, is your character human? Does your character go for the light or the dark? Oh, sorry. Is your character on the light side? Is he a good guy?
Yes. Yeah. I'll say good guy.
Okay. So that means I am taking off the Demigorgon.
You haven't watched all the Stranger Things. You don't know. He may have teamed up with the kids. You don't know.
I'm going to be stereotype. I'm going to stereotype here that a creature that looks like that is probably a bad guy. Red Skull. The Scorpion King. Was Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character a good guy or bad guy? I've never actually seen that movie. Wow, that's really it in terms of the rest are generally good guys. Although a couple are dark humor questionable.
A couple are dark humor, a couple of them anti-heroes.
Yeah.
Okay. So does haunt my dreams. Let me see. Does your character seem like one that could possibly have candy to lure me away?
I'm not sure how to respond to that question.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes, 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 he does.
Ooh, would have candy to lure me away. I don't know where the Demogorgon would keep the candy, so we're going to cross that one out. I mean, Goose the Flurkin stored a tesseract for almost a decade, so it probably has plenty of room to hold the candy. Hey basically saved the day by taking the giant green Jolly Rancher that was Tafiti's heart and swallowing it for a while. No, Craig does not seem like someone who would have candy.
Craig would be the one to take the candy from trick-or-treaters.
Right. Get over it, little kid! okay. You're Jen.
Does your character have an unbelievable amount of sass?
An unbelievable amount of sass?
Or just generally a sassy character?
I would say no. This character is lacking in the sass department.
This character is lacking in the sass department. All right, so I'm taking off Sherry. Shuri, sorry. Not my aunt, Sherry.
Sherry? I was like, my aunt is not on this board.
K2SO. Hades.
Oh, man. That was a good question.
Deadpool. I don't know if Gus the Grapefruit has sass. His universe has not been that well developed yet. I would say Grogu's a sassy baby.
Oh, yes.
And Hey. And then, all right. And Craig. Taking off Craig. All right.
Does your character... Would it be out of character for your character to have a band photo hanging on their wall?
Yes. Yes, it would.
It would. Okay. I doubt Severus Snape is a big fan of the Weird Sisters.
I don't know what Peter's band would be. Gregorian chants? I don't know.
I feel like...
Oh, no, out of character. So I got to put them back on there. Ugh, I'm confusing myself. It is out of character for them, so...
I'm just letting you dig your own grave.
You know Ugly Sonic would have a band photo.
Absolutely.
I think... I know Hades would have a band photo.
What would his band be? Oh, the Fates. The Fates has a backup. Moonlight has a club singers.
he's actually secretly a huge fan of the Muses. They're like, "All right, can you sing it again?" Like, ugh.
Here and the underworld.
Okay.
All right. Is your character generally wholesome?
Generally, yes. I would say yes.
Okay, so I'm taking off the flirkin. Wanda. I'm going to say Peter, although I don't know. I may be shooting myself later due to your twisted definitions of what you may consider wholesome. Ugly Sonic. That man could probably sass in a bar. I should have taken off Ugly Sonic in the sass question.
Yeah, that's true. Like, is he working the convention circuit yet?
That's true. Mary Todd Lincoln would probably not be considered a wholesome character. Okay. It, ladies and gentlemen, my brother sprung this on me, and I'm just...
You're welcome.
Oh, and Captain Pike goes off. He's very wholesome.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'll take your word for it, but oh, yes.
Oh, and the Magnificent Seven, Denzel Washington's character.
He is, like, the definition of wholesome.
And Qui-Gon Jinn. And Zach Hacker.
Okay.
The more I think about it... And Tim Cook.
Okay, so how many do you have left?
Oh, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, okay, I have 3.
Okay.
Oh, this is tough. Does your character live in the Uncanny Valley?
Yes.
It does. Okay. All right, I am down to 1.
Okay. Oh, do you want me to go, or are you going to reveal?
Yeah, we can narrow both of ours down to 1, and we'll see if we got it right.
Would your character murder to defend her children?
No.
So it's not Molly Weasley. Okay. I couldn't tell if Molly Weasley counted in the wholesome category.
Oh, she's very wholesome. What are you talking about?
Okay.
There will be no Molly Weasley slander in this household.
All right, who you got?
You keep going. I'm down to 1, and then we'll reveal our characters at the end.
Is your character more powerful than the President of the United States?
I would no.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
Did you get the wrong one?
So it's not Benoit Blanc.
What?
I got it down to Bob Iger.
Oh.
That's why I asked, is your character more powerful than the president?
Oh, yeah.
Who'd you got?
I was down to the Scorpion King.
You got it.
Ah, yay!
Who was yours?
My character was hysterically crying Matthew McConaughey.
I knocked him out in the wholesome.
Well, I mean, he's doing it all from Earth. It's all for Murph.
I picked the Scorpion King because I felt like that's a movie I made very clear I hadn't seen as a misdirect.
Oh. But I built this board with the question of, would this character haunt my dreams in mind? Okay.
You want to play again?
Yes, but this time I will let us do physical descriptions.
Okay, because that one's hard.
Well, you're right. I needed you to experience that.
That was a little on the absurd side.
You're welcome.
All right. All right. I got my character. Okay.
I've got mine. All right, you go first this time.
Does your character's sexuality transcend the laws of time and space?
Physical descriptions.
You said physical descriptions are allowed, but you didn't say that the other wasn't allowed.
Is their eyes brown? Do they have hair?
I'm asking, is your character Dean Pelton?
You shut your dirty mouth!
pick one that easily against you.
This is gonna be great because I purposefully built the board with a lot of them have blue hair. Ooh, a lot of them have no hair. Oh, there's a lot of gingers. Oh, there's a lot of long hair.
You put a lot of thought to this in an hour.
I did. Yes. From the time that I was like, hey, wouldn't this be a fun idea? I'm not waiting for his response. I'm just doing it. Oh, man. Well, I guess we're tied. This is the tiebreaker.
Well, my character hasn't changed.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got it. That was good. That was good.
That was great. That was wonderful. Okay.
If you're just joining us, the score is 1-1.
It is 1-1.
And Cody pulls an upset in one move.
Cody is, I'm pretty sure, holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest game of Guess Who ever played. Ever.
It's at least the fastest with this board, for sure.
Man. Okay, I have a new character now. All right. So, is your character bald?
No.
No. Okay.
Who are you taking off?
I am taking off Deadpool. Red Skull.
I would not have thought of Deadpool.
Dean Felton. Peter. K2SO. The Demogorgon.
You thought you're getting digging deep on this one.
Nick Fury and Gus and the Grasshopper.
I mean, Gus has a little bit of hair. He's got that one little.
Yes, he has a leaf. Now, if the Peach had made a cameo on here.
And the Peach makes a cameo in everything ever.
Right? Okay. Your turn.
Does your character have facial hair?
No.
No. Okay, so I am taking off Grogu, Severus Snape, Captain Pike, Shuri.
Facial hair?
Yeah.
My character does not have facial hair.
Oh, sorry. We apparently don't understand basic conjunction.
English.
Your character does not have facial hair.
Does not have facial hair.
Great. All right, so I am taking off. Sorry, Zach Hacker.
Oh.
Qui-Gon Jinn, Nick Fury, Hey, although it's facial feathers, not necessarily facial hair. Gus the Grapefruit for his peach fuzz.
No, he's a grapefruit.
Oh,
he does not have peach fuzz.
Apparently, my system needs rebooting. Ugly Sonic. I'm taking him off. The Flurgan from Captain Marvel, because it's disguised as a cat, and cats have hair.
That's true. Yeah.
Cats have hair. And then Denzel Washington's character from The Magnificent Seven. I think people are going to yell at us because I don't know that name. His name offhand. Okay, that's. I think I got it.
Okay. All right. Are you ready? Is your character redheaded?
Character redheaded. No.
Ooh, so I will take off Hey. The Flurkin Goose. Molly Weasley. Red Skull and Deadpool are already gone. Wanda's out.
There's a, you strain the definition of redhead, but I'll allow it.
Okay.
All right. Is your character the same character as last time?
No.
Taking off Dean Pelton.
Oh, yeah, because that's the only one you could mark off. Okay. Does your character have unusually protuberant eyes? Or let's just say unusually large eyes.
Yes.
Ooh. Well, that leaves PS1 Hagrid. Ugh. That leaves Grogu. Here goes Snape, Pike, Shuri, Benoit Blanc, Denzel Washington, Mary Todd Lincoln, Craig, Bob Iger.
Does the Demigorgon have eyes?
No.
I'm not entirely sure.
And then, sorry, Zach Hacker. If you had protuberant eyes, you would still be on my board. But alas. Okay.
Does your character blur the line between human and non-human?
Blur? What? No.
So your character is human. Got it. So I'm taking off Grogu.
Who on this board blurs the line?
Well, I was thinking, like, you know, K2SO is like a human. Peter is a vampire. Okay, simpler question. Is your character human?
Yes.
Okay. Gus the Grapefruit. James and the Giant Peach Grasshopper. The Demigorgon. I just want to say Craig is not human. K2SO, Hades.
If I'm not human, how do you explain the existential crisis I'm having?
Red Skull. I'm just going to call it now. He's definitely not human by this point. Bob Iger's not. I mean, what? He's actually part of the underground lizard people. You heard it here first.
Okay, this is starting to get specific. Does your character have blue hair?
Your character have blue hair? No.
Okay.
Is your character a mother?
Negative.
Negative. So that takes off Mary Todd Lincoln, Molly Weasley, Wanda.
Don't you argue otherwise.
Right. Sherry didn't have any kids. But she is a fun aunt.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Does your character have dark hair?
Yes.
Ha ha ha.
Does your character have supernatural powers?
Yes.
Okay, so that takes off Captain Pike, Benoit Blanc, although some might call that accent a superpower. The Scorpion King, Deadpool. I should have taken off Spock, but he was half human.
Wait, that takes off the Scorpion King? You don't think him being part scorpion and immortal to be supernatural?
I reversed it. Hold on. All right.
Okay. Supernatural powers was the question.
Yes. Your character does have supernatural powers.
Correct.
So taking off Matthew McConaughey, Tim Cook, Bob Iger. Craig! All right.
Does your character have human legs?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, let me rephrase that. If I were to look at the foot of your character, would I see toes?
Probably not.
Okay, I have my guess.
Okay. Does your character lead a country?
No.
Oh, shoot. She didn't lead a country. She's not the leader.
But does my character have a following? But that following is not a country.
Okay. Is your character unbelievably young to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
What?
Is your character basically a teenager?
Oh. No.
That takes off Miss Marvel.
And who else?
I'm down to four. I'm just...
Oh, okay. I think the fun part of this game is trying to find similarities between them so you can knock a bunch of them off. Like, I got down to, does your character have blue hair? Well, Sonic technically does, and Hades has blue flames on his head, but I took that as it was not Hades.
Does your character have great hair?
No.
Okay, so that takes off Scorpion King and Shuri. Is your character Severus Snape?
No.
Well, shoot.
Is that who you got down to? Is your character the Scorpion King?
No, that's what my character was the first time.
Oh, who's your character?
PS1 Hagrid.
Oh, well, I asked if he would have toes. Hagrid has toes.
In PS1 graphics?
Ah!
That's why I was like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
It would just end in a rectangle. Just flat. Well played, sir. Well played. I was between the Scorpion King and PS1 Hagrid, and I'm like, well, one of them has scorpion legs.
And the other... Well, I actually didn't know that about the Scorpion King.
Oh my gosh.
I have not seen that movie. That was before my PG-13 time.
Oh man. Well, you know what? We're tied. Because I won one and you won one ridiculously fast. We both did not get it.
Who was yours?
Mine was Deadpool. I was wondering which of the questions you marked Deadpool off to.
The supernatural. Oh, wait. Oh, that got caught in me flipping it around and saying supernatural powers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I apparently can't keep things straight in my own brain. That's another discussion for Calm Down, Cody.
Girl, same. Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll just leave this one as a to be continued. We can have the tie breaking round when the other guys are back on the episode, because I'm pretty sure that they will enjoy this as well. Well, if you enjoyed it, consider sending us some free digital love if you want by checking us out on your podcast platform of choice and finding us on social media. But if you want to toss a coin to your Witcher, we also have a Patreon, and the last episode, I think two episodes ago in the feed, we gave a little preview to Potter Plus, which is one of our Patreon exclusive shows that is coming this fall, along with Cody.
William, I need help. I need help.
Calm down, Cody.
Thank
Calm
you.
Down, Cody, which Thanks. Is his regular freakout session where we all give him therapy. So if that sounds appealing to you, plus our...
We have enough of those conversations offline anyways. We might as well make them public.
Plus our twice yearly gift boxes and other benefits, early access to the show. Consider checking us out at doctorandlawyer.com. DoctorandLawyer.com. Patreon.com/DoctorandLawyer. We'd love to have you over there. But I think with that, Cody, I'll pick up the tab. I'm heading out of here. And for everyone listening, I'm William.
I'm PS1 Hagrid.
And don't stub your toe on the way.
Never mind.
Bye,
everybody.
See you guys next week. Bye.
And grab the movie! Go! 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 Go!
Come on, my love. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me.
I need one snapped into.
Yeah.